Moving mountains toward global sustainable development. That's the main theme of the World Mountain Conference, which opens tomorrow in Lucerne, Switzerland. The two-day meeting will look at developments in global mountain development since the Rio Earth Summit of 1992 and will also focus on future challenges and opportunities. Lydia O'Kane spoke to Allman Serrano, coordinator of the Mountain Partnership Secretariat and senior forestry officer at the Food and Agricultural Organization. He spoke more about the conference's themes.
Perhaps you could start by talking to us about what the aims are of this conference.
The main objective of the conference is to raise awareness worldwide about the importance that mountains carry in the international agenda, particularly right now that there are heavy preparations for the Rio meeting, the Rio Plus 20 meeting, which is following the Earth Summit in 1992. So it's going to be next year in June in Rio, and mountain ecosystem must remain in the agenda.
I mean, how far have we come from Rio 1992 to this point?
Well, there was a long way of not only negotiations, but also a range of activities, particularly related to mountains, because in Rio we had the Agenda 21 that was agreed upon, and among the Agenda 21 there is Chapter 13, and Chapter 13 is related to mountain development. Now, this was already in 1992. Afterwards, 10 years later, that was the Earth Summit in Johannesburg in 2002, where mountains still remain in the agenda, and where the Mountain Partnership, where the one that I'm coordinating now, was created almost 10 years ago. So it's been quite a bit of intensive discussions, but also on the ground work through the different members of the partnership.
I mean, are there key challenges that you want to highlight at this conference? And if there are, could you talk to us about those?
Yes. Well, the conference is, so to say, limited to the Rio Plus 20 preparation, the Lucerne conference. And the Rio Plus 20 in itself has two main subjects. One is the green economy, and the other one is institutional governance. And this is why we're concentrating those subjects related to mountains on the green economy, meaning what can mountains do for green economy, or the other way around, how can green economy help development of mountain ecosystems and people living in mountains.
And what exactly can a green economy do for people and for sustainability?
Well, green economy is actually the key for sustainability, because we're talking about low-carbon economy. We're talking about better use of natural resources. And, of course, if we talk about green economy, mountain development, we're talking about water resources that are, of course, quite important for humanity in general. But we're talking about other issues like even agriculture, so green economy in agriculture. So in this, we have family agriculture, which is quite important, and there is another initiative that is called Greening the Economy with Agriculture. So agriculture in mountain regions is very important, and of course, looking at from the green aspect will help a lot on developing those communities living in mountains.
With regard to people living in mountainous areas, have we seen a decrease or an increase in people living in mountainous areas? Have people decided maybe to come to the cities, or is there still quite a population living in mountain areas?
Well, there is still quite a population, but of course you mentioned a very important point, which is migration. Migration is actually one of the challenges that mountain communities are facing, because it's not necessarily a family migrating, but in many cases is the head of the family migrating to the cities to look for a job. So leaving the families behind, women that have to take care of the whole family, that have to take care of the farm, of the agriculture activities. So it is a real challenge for people, and this is why it's so important to get some more development activities in the mountain regions itself, so that family can stay together and migration can be stopped.
We hear a lot more in the news about things like rainforests than we do about mountains. It's one of the subjects that comes up less. But with regards to mountains, are we looking at regarding climate change? Are we looking at mountain erosion? Are we looking at things like that that are affecting mountains?
Absolutely. Climate change is affecting mountains in many, many ways. If you just think about glaciers, melting glaciers is one of the most important issues or of concern to scientists and also politicians, because the glaciers are actually the water towers of the world. And if the glaciers are melting in the way they're doing right now, in a few years' time, it's going to be an extreme water crisis worldwide.
I just wanted to ask you, what are your hopes for this conference? What would you really like to see coming out of it?
The Lucerne Conference, again, is a preparation for RioPlus20. So what we're doing is we're inviting a number of policymakers, particularly from all over the world, that perhaps are not necessarily aware about the importance of mountains. So we need them to be our ambassadors during the Rio negotiations for next year in June. So our main objective, again, is to remain high in the agenda, as otherwise, if we don't manage to get in the agenda, it's going to be quite difficult to work on mountain development in the future.
As you say, just their awareness there is a key point you mentioned there for people and for governments as well.
Exactly, for policymakers that are involved in the negotiations for RioPlus20. That's the main objective.